with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Writer Paul Erdman has carved out some exclusive territory. He writes economic thrillers. His latest books, published by Doubleday, are The Palace, about the casino industry and organized crime. His nonfiction book, What's Next, is an economic forecast. And Erdman's thriller, The Panic of 89, is now out in paperback. Paul Erdman went to a Swiss university, was married to a Swiss wife, was able to get his hands on a couple of million dollars. So in the 1970s, he started his own little Swiss bank.
And the little bank became a bigger bank.
But the bank's traders sometimes made bad trades, and instead of reporting the losses, kept them in the drawer until one day the losses surfaced.
The Swiss authorities said, look, Erdman, this must have been a cover-up. You must have known about this.
Did you?
No. I suspected there was something funny going on there, but nothing of these proportions.
Paul Erdman was thrown in jail for 10 months while the Swiss investigated.
Then I thought, well, it looks like I'm going to be here for a while. I'll write a book, a semi-scholarly book on the economic condition of the world, but found out that even in a Swiss jail, you have no library facilities to really write that type of book.
Then one day, a notorious French safecracker was thrown into Erdman's jail, and Paul thought that maybe instead of writing a scholarly work on economics, he would make it into a story.
Lots of books start with safecrackers, right? I sent a couple of bottles of wine down the corridor to this guy to soften him up.
The safecracking scene is in the first chapter of Paul Erdman's first novel, The Billion Dollar Sure Thing. The Swiss finally threw Paul Erdman out of the country, and he moved to California to begin a career of writing financial thrillers. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.